The number one project on the city's legislative priority list is a $12 million expansion of the Swan Lake Reservoir, with hopes that such an expansion would reduce the amount of diesel burned when lake levels are low. Trey Acteson, CEO of the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, which owns the Swan Lake facility, spoke in favor of the project. He says that once completed, it would offset up to 500,000 gallons of diesel generation, and the average diesel use in Ketchikan for the past few years has been about 400,000 gallons.
25% greater storage in Swan Lake. It complements the Whitman project. It'll allow us to take and shift some of those run of river. Basically, Whitman doesn't have much storage, so while it's running, we'll be able to bank water over into Swan and then utilize that in the winter.
Acteson says the savings on diesel generation could be more than $1.5 million annually. Other projects on the city's list are replacement of the viaduct at Sales and Gorge Streets, various water, sewer, and storm drain replacements, and completion of the downtown promenade. Councilmember Dick Coos asked why the city's list didn't include the planned hospital improvement project or funding for the shipyard. City Manager Carl Amelon said the shipyard is on the Ketchikan Gateway Borough's list, and the city should wait until Phase 2 of the hospital project before asking for more money. The state approved $15 million for Phase 1 of the hospital renovation, and city residents will vote October 1st on a $42 million bond proposition for that project. The community's priority list is put together by a lobbying executive committee that includes representatives from the City of Ketchikan, the City of Saxman, and the borough. The committee's first meeting is scheduled for August 30th. Amelon ended the meeting by reading a list of concerns he has about Borough Manager Dan Bockhorst's written report released recently as part of the upcoming Borough Assembly packet. Amelon says he asked that a couple of items be placed on the agenda for the next meeting of the Cooperative Relations Committee, an advisory group that meets to discuss issues of mutual concern to the city and borough. The first item was water consumption at the borough-run airport.
For some time, city staff has had concerns that the borough is consuming excessive water at the airport, perhaps as much as 750,000 gallons per month, to achieve minimum standards for treatment of its wastewater at city facilities.
Amelon says that city staff believes the excessive consumption is the fault of a non-functional valve. Because the city is looking into a new metered rate structure that would affect the airport's water bill, Amelon says he advised the borough of this so officials could fix the valve.
I was somewhat concerned to see the borough manager represent my comments as a veiled threat of a rate increase, possibly as high as 500%. That was not my intent, and I was disappointed that the borough manager didn't make the effort to contact me before making such a representation to the assembly.
Amelon added that the likely rate increase to the airport would be closer to 11%. The second item of concern was discussion by the committee of the borough helping to pay the debt service for the new library. Amelon says the borough manager wanted to expand that discussion to include operational expenses, to which the borough traditionally has contributed. The city council recently approved an agreement calling for the borough to pay about $420,000 for library operations, but the borough has not yet signed on to that agreement. Amelon says the borough wants the city to track library use, but he's not sure whether the city has the ability to do that. In his report to the assembly, Bockhorst writes that unless the assembly directs him otherwise, borough funding for library operations will require tracking. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.